ancient gods could not defeat the Hunger Games.
I volunteer! I volunteer as tribute.
What did you say to your sister when you volunteered at the reaping?
I told her that I would try to win for her.
And try you will.
Alan Silverman is live with us from L.A., our man in Hollywood with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. It didn't seem like anything that they would put up against the Hunger Games would stand much of a chance again this past weekend, Alan.
Dimitri, audiences took another big bite, and they were hungry for more, so a second serving of first place for The Hunger Games held over in the top spot with 58.6 million on its second weekend. That's a 61% drop from its record-splintering debut, but still plenty on the plate to hold off those two new competitors. Worldwide, it zoomed past the $250 million mark in just 10 days. 10 days to make $250 million. Star Jennifer Lawrence really appreciates how much fans of the original novels, who are reading them, devouring them around the world, have accepted her interpretation of the heroine Katniss.
Personally, I was nervous, obviously, because I knew that everything would change. I didn't know what would change and if I would like it or dislike it, but I knew that it would never go back to normal again. And then as an actress, that's always scary because you're afraid you're going to be too well known for one thing, and then whatever I do after that, it's just going to be like, oh, look, Katniss is doing a period drama. And it was just, that's not good.
Oh, look, Katniss is doing a horror film. Because trailers for The House at the End of the Street are already showing up, even though the suspense thriller and her next film doesn't open until September. But never fear, she will be back in The Hunger Games sequel, Catching Fire. No date yet for that to start shooting, but it definitely has been greenlit, and it's definitely going to be Jennifer Lawrence back again as Katniss, so the fans will be looking forward to that. Speaking of the sequels, though, The Wrath of the Titans fought its way into a second-place debut, $33.5 million. 2 years ago, Clash of the Titans opened with $61.2 million, so maybe that swords and sandals formula isn't working as well. Not surprisingly, the audience for this sweaty epic was two-thirds male, and a bit on the older side, 55% over age 25. 3D was a bright spot, though. 65% of the gross came from theaters showing Wrath of the Titans in 3D. Mirror, Mirror was not the fairest in the land. The fractured fairy tale has a third place opening of $18.1 million. 60% of the audience made up of families with children, and it pretty much has that market to itself right now. So I expect Mirror, Mirror to continue to do well through the weekend.
You know, the American Pie crew is not all that young anymore. They're not quite middle-aged either, but they're older, old enough to know better. But I guess that hasn't stopped a new American reunion, or American Pie reunion movie called American Reunion.
You know, it's been more than a dozen years since Jason Biggs as Jim discovered the joy of apple pie in that original American Pie. And this coming weekend, just in time for Seder's and Easter services, how about a really raunchy sequel? The whole gang returns in to the scene of the crime in American Reunion. There's Oz, there's Heather, there's Vicky, Stifler, Stifler's mom, of course, Jim's dad. They all show up, and of course, everyone's favorite band camper, Michelle, played by Allison Hannigan, now married to Jason Biggs' hapless Jim.
In his mind, he has grown up, but the problem is he finds himself, much like in the first film, and frankly all of the American Pie films, he finds himself in a situation where he's once again sexually frustrated. When Jim is sexually frustrated, he ends up making some poor decisions. When he makes some poor decisions,
we make a movie.
We make a film.
American Reunion gets an R rating for crude and sexual content throughout, nudity, language, brief drug use, and teen drinking. I think that's the trifecta. They've hit the jackpot
as
far as the ratings are concerned. But for a real nostalgia trip, I mean, that only goes back a dozen years, for a real nostalgia trip, the multi-Oscar-winning epic romance Titanic sails back into theaters in a 3D conversion. Writer-director James Cameron, who sort of launched this whole 3D craze into orbit with his groundbreaking Avatar, used to complain about poorly done conversions, but he says the technology is much better now, and he stands behind it, as does co-star Kate Winslet.
My first reaction when Jim called me and said we're going to bring it out in 3D was how wonderful, because a whole new generation of people who have maybe never seen it, but certainly not seen it on a big screen, will have that opportunity. And that's great.
spoiler alert, the ship sinks. It hits an iceberg, not enough lifeboats. I hate to give away the story. The timing of the re-release, though, is auspicious. Next week marks the centennial of that ill-fated voyage when the most fantastic ocean liner of its day set sail from Southampton, England, and tragically into the history books. So Titanic 3D coming back. I expect American Reunion to do pretty well, but I think it'll be a tight race with the Hunger Games because that one is just continuing to ride high.
Let's not forget that scene in Titanic near the very end where she says to the Leonardo DiCaprio character, "I'll never let you go," and then proceeds to let his body fall into the icy water. I always found that a bit peculiar.
Exactly. I think that's James Cameron's version of irony.
That is Alan Silverman live with us from the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service, keeping us up to speed on what to look forward to at the movies and which pictures are doing well. All of that part of Money News here on WTOP.